Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting seventh. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Cooper moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Summers moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Summers moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball towards right. Lescano catches it and throws to home to double up Summers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off shot center, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Peters moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Peters moves to third. Trammell moves to second. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano, who is chasing the ball. Hebner reaches third base with a triple. Peters scores. Trammell scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hebner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shot center fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shot center fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lescano strikes out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Haas covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Oglavie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavie is 0-for-2 in the game. Oglavie hits a fly ball towards center. Peters catches it and throws to first to double up Cooper. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Martinez and he is out, Molitor applying the tag. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. Brookins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. Lescano hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Oglavie. Peters reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp is called out on strikes. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebner hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Summers moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens is walked intentionally. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 3 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount misplays the ball. That's an error on Yount. Summers scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bob McClure now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Brookins moves to third. It's 6-2, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Peters hits a line drive towards the mound. McClure reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Castro now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Moore to Molitor covering second. The throw back to home, and Brookins is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lescano hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.